A preacher's young daughter asked her dad, why before entering the pulpit to preach, he always bowed his head and closed his eyes for a few seconds. He replied, I am asking God to help me preach a good sermon. After a moment's thought, she asked, Daddy, why doesn't God do it? Why are you men from Galilee standing here looking into the sky? The question suggests that the ascension of Jesus should not prompt us to look into the sky as if Jesus had somehow left us. In fact, the gospel reading highlights not on the absence of Jesus, but the presence of Jesus. Know that I am with you always, yet to the end of the world. We could say that the language of the ascension expresses the change in the way that Jesus became present to his disciples. The ascension marks the end of that period when Jesus appeared to his disciples in a bodily form and the beginning of that period when he would be present to them in other forms. The ascension of Jesus did involve an element of departure, but more fundamentally, it ushered in a period of enduring presence which would last until the end of time. Someone moves on from us, but they remain present to us in another way. The relationship changes rather than ends. At that time, they were moving on from us, it seemed as if the relationship is coming to an end. However, we soon learn that the ending of one phase of the relationship only made possible the beginning of a new and more significant phases. Parents have that experience of their children. In various ways, children move on from their parents. They leave the family home and move into a place of their own, perhaps even in another country. They may get married and start a family of their own. All of these experiences and similar ones involve a real letting go for parents. Yet parents can go on to discover that the pain of letting go is the prelude to a new level of relationship with their children. As they die to one way of relating to their children, new ways of relating to them become possible, and these new ways can be much richer in possibilities. The ascension was a moment in which the disciples had to let Jesus go to others so that they and others could experience Jesus in a new and richer way. The risen Lord wanted to be present not just to his original disciples, those who had journeyed with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, but also to all future generations of disciples. For this to become possible, he had to take his leave of his original disciples, but only so that he could be present in a richer way to them, and indeed, to all those who would become his disciples through the missionary work of the original disciples. The promise of the risen Jesus in the gospel reading, know that I am with you, is addressed not only to the first disciples, but to all disciples, to all of us here today. Jesus speaks there of being present always to the end of time. It is obvious that original disciples would not be on this earth always until the end of time. Jesus was looking beyond them to the generations of disciples that would follow them. That is why the Feast of the Ascension is a feast that all of us can really take to heart. St. Paul expresses this sense of the risen Lord's presence to all generations of believers in the second reading today. He speaks of Jesus as the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the whole creation. The risen Lord fills the whole creation, but the church, the community of believers, is the fullness of the presence of the risen Lord. We need each other as disciples. We need the church. But more than that, we need to make disciples of others. We need to help the church to grow. This was the commission that the risen Lord gave to his first disciples according to the gospel reading. He says, "Go, make disciples of all the nations, baptize them, teach them." That commission is given to all disciples. We all have some responsibility for making other disciples, for helping others to meet the Lord. As we engage in that task, we have the Lord's promise that He will be with us. He will be working through us if we give Him the opportunity.